When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Frankcast. This is a show where we talk about everyone's favorite show from the 90s, The Nanny. Except for this week, we are doing a special bonus where we're talking about everyone's other favorite show from the 90s, Friends. And we're talking about Janice from Friends, who is our Fran Fine clone. It's going to be super fun. We're going to talk about it. And I'm film critic Rachel Wagner. Colleen is here.
Hello.
And today we have special guests. We have Friends expert and one of the co-hosts of Hallmarkies podcast. We have Jess is here.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, so glad to be here. Well, since this is your first time on the Frankcast, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Well, my name is Jess. And like Rachel said, I'm a co-host of the Hallmarkies podcast. And I also am a co-host of Deliver Me a podcast, which does Seinfeld delivered recaps and interviews. So yeah, I've been in the podcasting world for a bit and really enjoying it.
Yeah. And you did the recap of the Friends reunion, correct? On Hallmarkies podcast?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
And you were a big Friends fan.
Yeah, I discovered it like later in my life because like growing up, I wasn't allowed to watch it because we had really strict like TV stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was like always that comic relief, just something like it felt like you were had friends with you when you were watching it, you know, just that comfort food almost.
Yeah.
So even now I'll just put it on in the background sometimes just to soothe me.
Yeah, it's interesting because my roommates were always bigger fans of Friends than I was. And so I feel like I usually watched it kind of in conjunction with them as opposed to really sitting down and watching it myself. And I think that this weekend was the first time that I'd ever watched like a block of them. I watched four episodes. We're going to cover three on this show. But I was kind of surprised at how much I enjoyed it. I mean, I had not enjoyed it, but I don't know. I was just like, this is really funny. I was definitely in the mood for a laugh. But I was laughing throughout, and I think that they have a great chemistry in the cast, and I think that goes a long way. And really funny jokes, especially Lisa Kudrow. I think she steals almost every episode.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Kudrow is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Colleen? Were you a Friends watcher, Friends fan? What's your experience with the show?
I was kind of a passive fan. Like I was mm-hmm. in and out. Like I got hooked on the Ross and Rachel stuff. But mm-hmm. then I don't know. I kind of stopped at some point. I don't even know what caused me to stop. But I never started at the beginning. I don't remember the period. It was earlier, but I was more of a Seinfeld kind of person and a Will mm-hmm. and Grace. A little bit more than Friends. But yeah, I like the show. I just never, mm-hmm. I've never seen the entire series, I don't believe, every single episode. But it's funny.
Yeah. And it's interesting because Friends started in 1995, the 1995 season, I believe. And it was a huge hit. Immediately, it did very well. It already got into that first season, got into the top 10. And I think it was pretty consistently in the top 10 the entire run of the show. It was very successful, which, you know, is part of the reason why it stayed as long as it did, because it was huge. I thought going back, like maybe that first season wouldn't have been as high in the ratings, but no, from at least what I could see, it was already in like your top 10 of the season immediately. So that's pretty impressive. And it started, so The Nanny started in 93. So the addition of the Janice character, which was in the first season, would have been right kind of peak nanny, which I don't think the nanny ever made it into the top 10. I think the closest it got was the 12th is what I could see. Maybe I might miss something, but yeah, that peak nanny would have been like the third season. And they were both on Thursday nights. So there was definitely a direct comparison. The nanny on CBS, and Friends on NBC. So I think it's pretty interesting that you had this obvious kind of parody of Fran Fine on Friends, which was a direct competitor. From what I could see, as far as the fandom, it seems like that there is an affection for Janice amongst the Friends fandom, from what I could see online. And there's definitely obviously, you know, those people that find her annoying, find her grating, because, you know, that's kind of her bit, her joke. Would you agree, Jess, that there's sort of an affection for the character?
I think so. I mean, she's kind of like the character you love to hate, mm-hmm. because, you know, she's kind of like Chandler's safety net, but she always brings that comedy, even though she is annoying. Like, the minute you hear her laugh, you're just... I agree. There's a fondness there.
Yeah. And I think that we talked about this in the Francast when we first started. Part of the reason that Fran Fine and Fran Drescher is so endearing as a performer and a character is that she is just so who she is, and that's it. You know, like, she mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. makes no apologies. There's something very endearing about that. That somebody who's just confident in who they are, and is, you know, funny too about that. And I think that Janice kind of has that same sort of appeal. Would you agree, Colleen?
Yes, I do. And I also feel like where they live, New York, I feel like also you can be whoever you want to be. You know, you mm-hmm. have more of a freedom, I feel, in when you live in a big city like that, to just be yourself and to just mm-hmm. be unapologetic about it.
Yeah, because they had Janice come back for every single season mm-hmm. of the show, which I think says something. I don't know if there's any of the other recurring characters that you saw every single season. There probably are, but that, I don't think like that happens that often with shows. You have a character like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think Maggie Wheeler is a lot of fun. She does a great job playing Janice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She's got her character down. And I even saw like an interview with her, or where she like says people will come up to her and tell her to do the laugh.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What laugh? What are you talking about?" And then she'll do it. Like, she just stays right in character.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, I'm sure she gets people say, "Oh my God, oh my God." Yeah.
It's endearing for sure.
She's great. I mean, she's done some voice work, and you can totally see how, and it's obvious that they were using Fran Drescher as a foil for Janice. I mean, even to the extent of like she wears some of the same outfits that Fran wears. I think it's season 3, she wears that Todd Oldham, Colleen, that polka dotted print.
Yeah.
And that both Val and Fran wear on several episodes of The Nanny. And of course Janice wears a lot of leopard mm-hmm. and cheetah, which was very Fran Fine, very Fran Drescher. So there's obvious parallels between the two and the laugh and the voice. I think mm-hmm. that Janice's laugh is even more high pitched than Fran's. Would you agree, Colleen?
Yes. that was definitely possible. The best part. I was just cracking up. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just so good. So spot yeah. on. But so her, it's not a complete copy, because that's Maggie's thing. It's her, but she does a great job with it.
Yeah, really good. They even had, it's too bad they couldn't have gotten her, but on The Nanny, they, you know, that episode Fran Light.
Right.
Where Mr. Sheffield starts dating the Fran clone, very similar to Fran
yeah.
and So they that would have been
hilarious if they could have done that. But I
know. Yeah. I was telling Jess, I'm like, you need to now watch The Nanny because it's a really fun binge. And it's, if you have HBO Max, it's on there.
There you go.
I do. I should try it then. Cause yeah. It was, I've never seen it, but when you sent me that clip, Rachel, I did watch it and I was like, oh my gosh, it's Janice. Like the look, the hair, the voice. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right.
And it's such a heartwarming show. And it's, I think, the best kind of use of the rom-com mold in a sitcom that I can think of. I mean, the relationship between Maxwell Sheffield and Fran Fine is just classic rom-com. And it's so well done. I mean, there's some cringy parts, like when he takes back saying loves her and things like that. But still, for the whole time, they have such great chemistry and you're just rooting for them as a couple. And Fran Drescher's just so funny.
She, right.
I highly, highly recommend, of course. I mean, why would I have a show called The Fran Cast if I didn't recommend it?
I concur. I agree with her. You should check it out.
Yeah. And once you do, let us know and we'll have you back and we'll hear what you think.
That would be sounds fun. Good.
All right. So we're going to talk about three, I guess, iconic Janice episodes. She, of course, was on every season. So there's, you know, we could be here all day talking about Janice episodes. But we picked three, and including, I think, her first appearance, I believe, there are two episodes from the first season and then one episode from the fourth season that we're going to talk about. And so let's get started. The first one is called The One with the East German Laundry. And this is first season, episode 5. And the little summary is, eager to spend time with Rachel, Ross pretends his washroom is rat infested so he can join her at the laundromat. Meanwhile, Joey has Monica pose as his girlfriend and Chandler struggles to break up with his girlfriend. And so overall, Jess, what did you think of this episode?
Well, I always think of this episode as more of Ross and Rachel's story, for sure. But I do love the whole Janice and Chandler moment here, because he's struggling and then Phoebe just comes in and just kind of like immediately turn Janice's like demeanor around. Like they're hugging and it's all good. And so I just love that contrast that they put in there. With Chandler really struggling, and then Phoebe's like, I got this.
Yeah, and that's like a continuing kind of joke as far as the series, where the Chandler just can't seem to break up with Janice, right?
Yeah.
Colleen, what did you think of this episode overall?
I thought it was pretty good. This was my favorite of the three. So, although there's some good things in the other two, but I just got a kick out of the two of them. And he was just so, it was almost like he was afraid of her. Like he just didn't want to hear. And I mean, I feel like we've all probably been in a situation where you don't want to break news to somebody, not necessarily breaking up with them, but you just put it off and you just try to get out of it. And then you end up not doing it when you want to do it. I feel like I could relate to Chandler in that way. It was just a little more extreme than like, yeah. The most, you know, situations, but I thought it was good.
Yeah. I mean, and seeing him drink all those espressos, yes. Like increasingly more.
There's a pile of little espresso cups on the table.
Oh my gosh. End.
Yeah. Do you have, Jess, a favorite of the friends that is your...
Oh, of the characters?
Yeah. The main group.
Ooh, Chandler's definitely up there. I think he's the one I relate to the most because I kind of have his witty, sarcastic sense of humor. So I say Chandler is probably pretty close to my favorite friend. I also really like Ross, the scientist, and me really likes his nerdiness.
Yeah. What about you, Colleen? Do you have a favorite?
I don't know. I kind of can see if you're talking about what you see in them, and you know, if I can think about what I see myself in them, I see a little bit of Ross because I work with researchers. I am and I'm a little bit goofy, and I'm a little bit, sometimes I have my ditzy moments, like Joey, and I'm not quite clairvoyant or anything like Phoebe, though. But I really don't have one. I'd say if I had to pick a least favorite, maybe you're going to get to this question. Maybe I'll just wait on that. I don't know if you were going to ask that question.
Well, I mean, I just think as far as pure laughs, I think that, like I said, Lisa Kudrow / Phoebe is the best. I mean, she gets so many funny lines. Like, in real life, would I want to be around her character? No, she would drive me crazy. But I think that for a comedy, she works really well. She's really funny. And I mean, of course, I heard nothing but the Rachel hair growing up in high school. Everyone's like, I got to have the Rachel hair. And I'm like, I already have the Rachel hair because that's who I am as a person.
Exactly.
It's a fun group that they got together. And I think that it sort of set this idea that like everybody wanted that group of adult friends, you know, that like no one has in real life. I mean, at least that I know, because people move and get married and, you know, like.
Right. Nobody stays to like in one place long enough to have that.
Right.
And like sometimes you could all like, get together by Zoom, I guess, but that's about the best. But in this episode, you have Chandler trying to break it up with Janice. And like I said, he's a total disaster. And Phoebe has no problems breaking up with people. She just like gives him a hug and says, you know, all's good. And Chandler tries to break it up with Janice, and then that her like mouth is agape, very funny, and then he like knocks her contact out. And this is the worst breakup in the history of the world. then we also have Rachel being upset because her dad wants her to move back home, is offering her a Mercedes if she moves back home. And everybody's like, wah, 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 poor you.
Poor you.
And, yeah, I mean, at least they kind of, it helps to explain how they have this enormous apartment in Manhattan that, because, you know, they have rich families. So, you know, and a waitress and a caterer's salary.
You're right.
You know. And Rachel is doing her first ever laundry. And this is why you want to teach your kids how to do laundry. Because they need to know how to do laundry. And I liked that Ross brings the Uber Weiss detergent.
It's extra tough.
Yeah, that was funny. And there's this lady who is just making everything difficult. She has her, she takes the washer first and then fighting over the basket, I guess you'd call it the cart. And that was all pretty funny, I thought. Pretty well done.
I was trying I'm a person, I have shared laundry in my building. And I'm like, that's just the unspoken rule. You don't touch the laundry.
Yeah.
You don't. Right. Now, I have taken people's laundry out who have left it in there for like an hour.
Yeah.
I've done that before. And people have done that to me. But I wouldn't like purposely, if someone walked away, try to use that machine if there was a basket on top. That's crazy. At least to me.
And I think that Jennifer Aniston is a little underrated as far as herself as an actress. I mean, she's done dramatic roles, but she also has done some really funny comedic roles. And I mean, I love the movie Office Space. Yes. It's one of my favorites. And she is hilarious in that movie.
Yeah. I was thinking of her in her flair.
Oh my gosh. No, the Nazis had flair.
Oh, it's so funny.
Jess, have you ever seen that?
I have Office not. Space?
It is R-rated.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's not Hallmark approved.
No.
But it's very funny. She plays this like TGI Fridays type chain restaurant waitress in the movie. And she starts dating the main character who kind of loses it and rebels against his office job. And I don't know, she's very, very funny. The TGI Fridays people, they want her to wear this like thing with all these flair.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I've got the required number of pieces. And he's like, are we going to do the bare minimum? Only what's required? How many do you want me to do? I want you to want to wear flair. Anyway, it's very funny, but she's good. And I can think of other roles where she has been quite funny. And I think you can see some of that here. Like she brings sort of a dryness, a dry wit, I think, to the role. And she's good. I think that, like I said, I think she's a little underrated as far as her acting abilities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we have this whole thing with Monica and Joey going on. So Joey gets Monica to go on a date with him with his girlfriend, Angela, who he wants to be his girlfriend. And Angela is dating a guy named Bob. But Joey tells Monica that Angela and Bob are brother and sister when they're not. I mean, there were some good lines in here. She says it's like cocktails in Appalachia. That was pretty funny. We also had, I don't know, is this the first appearance of the naked guy across the building? Or is this is that in an earlier episode? Because that's a recurring joke.
Might be another one before this.
Throughout the series, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a joke about that. That, oh no, he's tiling now. we also had the fact that Angela eats her food very bizarrely. Like she's like a little bird.
Yeah, a squirrel.
Yeah, or a squirrel. Yeah, the very squirrel. So that was funny. They really do pack quite a bit into 26 minutes, I think.
Yeah,
it's funny. Yeah. And so what would you give this episode 1 to 10, Jess?
Give it an 8.
All right. And Colleen?
I agree. I would go with an 8.
Yeah, I think that's good. It was funny. Okay. Then we have our next episode we're talking about is called The One with the Candy Hearts. Valentine's Day episode. And as Valentine's Day approaches, Ross and his date end up at the same restaurant as Carol and Susan. Joey inadvertently sets Chandler up on a blind date with Janice, and the girls burn mementos of their old boyfriends. So, Jess, what were your overall thoughts about this episode?
I mean, I don't know if it's one of my favorites, but I think the highlight for me is that Chandler ends up with the one woman he wants to avoid.
Yes. yeah, and I do think that the Chandler, the plot line is the strongest of the group in this one. Yeah. What about you, Colleen, overall?
It was pretty good. I agree that was the best of the three. Although Rachel putting alcohol on a fire, like, were you not thinking? Like, that was funny to me. Like, you knew what was going to happen. But yeah, the Janice part, the Janice Chandler part was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It starts. So basically, Ross is trying to get a date with this girl from their apartment that he's kind of flirted with, and he borrowed an egg from her at one point. And so they get an egg at the coffee shop, and there's that whole sort of introductory kind of scene where he's kind of flirting with this girl from the apartment is cute. I mean, I think that Ross is that's his whole character, is to be awkward. That's the yeah. point of most of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he's good at it. He does a good job, David Schwimmer.
And he also makes you feel, I mean, at least he makes me feel, I just feel bad for him. He just has like this puppy dog thing about him. And I just
yes,
can't he help but feel bad for him a lot of the time.
Yeah, he manages to get all of these women. And maybe that's how he does it, is just that puppy dog kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Can't help but feel sorry for him.
Yes.
So you have Phoebe going out with Roger for Valentine's Day, and Chandler and Joey going on a double date for Valentine's Day, and Janice ends up being the double date for Chandler, which is hilarious. And I just think that it was very funny when she's like, I've cut all the heads out of your pictures.
I have a bag of your heads now.
Yeah. And I think that is a good thing about both Fran Fine and Janice, is that neither of them is actually stupid. They like pretend to be stupid sometimes, or people think that they're stupid, but they actually are a lot of times the smartest characters in the room, which I think makes the characters funny and endearing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he also at one point has his fly down, and she's just and his whole like, he's jumping up and down to like try to get it up. It was funny. I love that kind of physical comedy. I'm a sucker for kind of over the top physical comedy. Everybody, all of the of our main characters know Janice, and so you can feel like they're, oh no, Janice is here. We also, so Ross is on the, is on his date, and he ends up at the Benihana with his ex-wife, and who's pregnant with his baby, and her girlfriend. And I thought that it's Carol, right? Carol?
Yes, mm-hmm. Carol and yes. Susan.
And I actually thought it was quite sweet, this mm-hmm. relationship between, and this conversation between Carol and Ross. And I think you have to think about when this was done in 1995, because that there really weren't lesbian characters on shows. I mean, I know that Friends gets a lot of flack for some of the outdated elements that it has, and... But, I mean, this was just something you didn't see every day on television in 1995.
Right.
So, I think it deserves some credit for that. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And I did like the line with, I liked when Janice says, something deep inside you calls out to me, like a foghorn.
Janice. Yeah, that's
good. And so Ross says, he says, let's stick a pin in you being a lesbian, because we are great together. And she says, I do love you, but we can't do that. You know, like, we can't do that. But it was cute, and it was sweet and endearing. Mm-hmm.
It definitely was. And I think it gave Ross some, like, closure to move on, because he was, mm-hmm. he still wasn't quite over it yet, even though yeah. he was going on this date. And so I think he needed that.
Mm-hmm. Which, like, in fairness, that would be a lot to absorb in, like, a very short period of time.
Yeah. no doubt.
Because they had been married for a while, right? Carol and Ross. It was multiple years, I think. Mm-hmm. And then she's pregnant and then leaves him for a woman. That's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. So I can understand why that would be tough. But, yeah, I think that the Janice and Chandler stuff was really funny. And Janice says, I know this isn't the end. And then you also have you have Monica and and Phoebe and Rachel burning. They're doing this ritual. And the firemen, when they come back, they say, yeah, you'd be surprised. This is our busiest day of the year. It's Valentine's Day. Which is funny.
I know. And they think the cleansing has worked, but it turns out, no, it has not. Because all the firemen are married.
Right.
Or have girlfriends or something.
I mean, and some of the stuff, you're just like, you're not going to be able to burn that in, like, a bucket fire. Like, they're burning, like, bottles and stuff like that.
Right. And why are you doing it in the middle of the living room? Like, really? Right.
Not go out to the balcony.
Go sit. Right. It's just seriously?
Yeah, and it, like, burned the ceiling. I'm like, what was this fire? Yeah. That was funny. And their ritual. The only thing I've ever done like that, I've never, and all my friends who have, you know, had relationships end and whatever, and we do these kind of, the closest is one of my friends. She did, like, cut up all of her ex's pictures, and we, like, went around town, and she just, like, threw out them out. It was like confetti, which probably wasn't the healthiest, but, like, it was somewhat therapeutic for her.
So it's kind of like Janice with a bag of Chandler's heads.
Yes. It's probably healthier than doing an indoor fire like that.
Probably safer.
Yeah, probably. So what would you give this episode 1 to 10? What do you think, Jess?
I'll give it 6.5.
I think that's good. Okay. And Colleen?
I'll go with the 7.
Yeah, I think I'll go with 7 as well. I laughed enough. All right. Let's talk about the one with the rugby. And so this is from season 4, episode 15. And so at this point in the series, Ross is dating this woman named Emily, who's from the UK. So that's kind of important to understand, but the summary is Chandler runs into Janice and finds her more irritating than ever and creates an elaborate plan to break up with her. Meanwhile, Ross attempts to learn how to play rugby to impress Emily, and Monica obsesses over an electric lighting switch. So overall, what did you think about this episode, Jess?
I love this one. I love every element of it. I love the rugby, Ross, Red Ross. I love that Chandler, we see, you know, from season 1, he still can't break up with Janice. So he fabricates this crazy scheme of going to Yemen and pays $2,000 to fake get away from her. And even Monica going crazy and, like, drawing all those pictures to hide her insanity. I just love every bit of this one, so. This is definitely a top one for me.
Cool. What do you think?
It's really funny. I mean, the Monica part, to go to that extreme, I was just cracking up. I mean, I know we all have those things that, like, you hear something and you're like, what's going on? Like, in my building here, we have people sometimes, you know how when the fire, the smoke alarm starts to, the battery starts to die and it chirps? Oh my God. We had a chirping going on for weeks in this building, and they sent an email out because people couldn't figure out where it was. Like, it was sweet. How do you stand it? I can't stand it for an hour.
Yeah, I with you there. If you come to my house, like, it's very unsafe, but I have most of the smoke detectors off because they just start to drive me crazy. And even if you change the batteries, they're still beeping. I swear.
Mine are wired to a public system, but you can at least change the battery. But it's like, oh man. So yeah, I got that part of it. That was hysterical to me, the extreme she went to, but also the Janice part and the pedicure. And I'm like, it was just funny that she found him at a nail salon. That was just funny to me.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a change because I feel like now, like, that's not a big deal for a man to get a pedicure.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's.
I still don't see. I mean, I haven't been for a pedicure since the pandemic. I'll be honest with you, but, like, I still don't see that many men.
But I don't feel like if you saw one in, you'd be like, whoa.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like, no. Like, not okay, like that. Fine. I wouldn't have that reaction.
Yeah. I feel like you'd just be like, oh, he has good nail hygiene. I remember when I was in, I had a string of really strange roommates in college. And one of my roommates, I mean, I've never had the best nails because mine are very soft and they chip pretty easily. And just, it's not the best. And one of my roommates, she says, she looks at my nails and she says, you know, she's like, men are not going to like the fact you don't take care of your nails. Like, that's going to be a major turn off. She said, and I was like, what? I don't know anybody, any man who cares that much. Yeah. It's not like, no. It just made me laugh. And I was like, what? Cause that was, I mean, I went to college I graduated from my undergrad in 2002. So it was right around this same time. Anyway,
getting my nails done is not about the other person. It's about me feeling good about my nails.
And yeah.
And it's almost like you want your friends to admire them more than men.
Yeah. I would be surprised if a guy noticed my nails and it was like high on the list of their turnoffs. I would be really confused by that. Guy or girl, like what? I mean, I just feel like nails shouldn't be that important. Yeah, I really don't. Anyway, so they end up, Chandler's getting a manicure or pedicure, I can't remember, and Janice is at the nail salon, and she's hilarious, and this is where I wrote down her laugh is even more nasal than Fran, which I think says something. where would you rank Jess, Emily in the Ross girlfriends / fiance discussion? Do you like her? Not like her?
I do not like her. She's probably at the bottom for me. Okay. I mean, it made for like an interesting, good storyline, but. Oh, I just did not like her personality. Mm-hmm. And especially like after, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I totally would be upset if I was her and like Ross says the wrong name at the wedding. Like she's totally justified there. But like, then she like, you can't even see Rachel when Rachel is his sister's roommate. Like that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like saying you can't see your sister.
Right. Yeah. So. I remember that being quite shocking though. Even though I wasn't like an active fan, I remember watching, I think it was finale. It was the wedding, I mean, of that season, the wedding. And just being like, whoa, he said the wrong name.
That would be pretty devastating, but I get you. And you can't just forbid him from, that's not possible mm-hmm. either.
Right.
Yeah. Like I could understand like if she didn't live with Monica, like mm-hmm. even then, like, okay, I could go there, but she lives with his sister.
Mm-hmm. Right. I
family.
Yeah. I did like the line when he's talking about that we don't have rugby in the States and he says we didn't have freedom here until 1776. That was good. And so Chandler can't get rid of Janice. And I get the feeling that Janice is super, like, a good kisser slash more. If you get my drift. That's part of the reason why Chandler has a tough time letting go. Because I think that, he really enjoys that aspect of their relationship, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Seems like it.
Yes.
But then he remembers her laugh and her personality.
Yeah. And so he says that he's getting transferred to Yemen. And I did think that this was all really funny. And every time that he thinks that he can just get away with it, like getting the ticket from the, he's like, can you give me a fake ticket? Like, no. can't give you a fake ticket. So yeah, he ends up spending $2,100 on a ticket to Yemen. And he thinks, oh, I can get on the plane and then get off the plane. But no, she's waiting there. And she's so sweet and so sincere mm-hmm. that you, if it wasn't so funny, you would be mad at him. He's such a jerk to this sweet woman. I'll write you every day. 15 Yemen Road. Yeah, Yemen. That was really good.
And I love when he's like getting on the plane. He's just with that woman. When we get to Yemen, can I stay with you?
Yeah. So then, yes, we have Monica. She's really bothered by the fact that she has that they have a switch in their apartment that seems to lead to nowhere. And so you have these, I don't know what they call them, but you have the switches. They're like a ground switch, which turns on. Usually it's like a light unit. Seems to have one, but it doesn't seem to go to anything. And that really drives her crazy. So that's kind of her little B plot. and Rachel's just like, what is wrong with you? You are messed up. And like you said, she ends up trying to follow the wiring, and she makes all these holes in the wall, and then she covers them up with drawings. And one of them, it's not even covering up anything. She's like, I just like the drawing. I mean, I can kind of relate to this because I think it's not even as much as wanting to know where it is, but just being fine with not knowing, I think, is the harder part. And just like letting things go. I think we all have a little bit of that kind of anxiety within us about something, at least.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's Monica's control, you know, her need to control. And she's in this apartment that she hates. And so it's just that one thing that she needs to be able to control to feel better.
Yeah.
And it, you know, just ends up doing a lot of damage in the process, including going down through the floor. Hi, Mrs. Katrakis.
Yeah, that was good. That's a good joke.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah. And it's always, I think sometimes in sitcoms, the B plot line can be even better and more memorable than mm-hmm. the A plot line. Because mm-hmm. they just need like that one joke. They don't have to sort of carry a plot. You know, as much?
Yeah.
Because that's true a lot of the times with the nannies. Like, my favorite. Like, I'll forget the title of certain episodes because it's not the A plot that I remember. It's the B plot that I remember. Mm-hmm. And laughing so hard at. But we have the Ross and Emily and her. They run into her old rugby friends. And so he says, oh, I'm going to play rugby. And like the rugby guys have like no teeth. And then there's Red Ross. What is Red Ross, Jess?
Apparently a reference to a time he got really mad and really red. And he became Red Ross. But nobody remembers this.
Yes. I like when they say, you go back out there and you'll be Dead Ross.
Dead Ross. That was a good one.
And so she kind of helps him in the end figure out the weaknesses of all the different players. And he's able to survive.
I love when she gives him advice for, I think it was Liam. But Liam's on my team. She's like, I don't care. You just go out there and get him.
Yeah, that was good. And the whole joke at the end is that, so Monica keeps pressing the switch back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. It turns out it turns off and on the television outlet the television is in there, the girls' apartment, and Phoebe, she's like blinking and making every time the TV goes off, she says, I'm doing it.
Oh, that was hilarious.
So that was very funny, very funny. And so, yeah, it was good. I have to say, I enjoyed watching these episodes more than I thought I would. This was just kind of a random idea because we were, frankly, we were going to cover the Hotel Transylvania movies in October, but then the fourth one got moved to January. So we were like, what should we cover? Because we're just doing monthly episodes now. And it's just kind of, occurred to me that, oh, this kind of like Fran, and it was right during the same time. And so I thought, what the heck? And I really had a good time watching these episodes. I was definitely right in the mood to just for some kind of sitcom laughs. And I think they provided it. And I actually think, I think this one is the funniest of the three, particularly. I just thought the Yemen stuff was hilarious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd give this one probably an 8.5 of the, or maybe even a 9. It was really funny. It was good. What about you, Jess?
I'm going to give it a 9.5. I really like this one.
Yeah, it's very good. And Colleen?
I like the first one slightly better, but this was my second favorite, so I'm also going to go with an 8 because I do like it a lot.
Yeah. Very good. Well, this was a lot of fun, and thank you so much, Jess, for coming on and doing this and sharing your perspective about Friends. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So where can people follow you on social media, all that fun stuff?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at JessBSWBlog.
Great. And you can follow us at FrankCast14. Make sure you check out our Twitter. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And Colleen, where can people follow you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at Lily44094. And our FranCast Instagram is FranCast1993.
Great. And if you all listening have any suggestions of what we could talk about for a FranCast, we would love to hear. They can either be sort of Fran adjacent, like this one, or you know, something with some of the cast. We'd love to hear your suggestions, and on Twitter or in the comment section. So thank you so much for that. And we also have our merch store, which has Fran and Nanny inspired merch. So please take a look at that. And if you can leave your ratings and reviews on iTunes, we'd really appreciate that as well. And make sure you check out the Hallmarkies podcast. We are having our first holiday coverage, first holiday movie starting this week. So that's crazy.
I'm so excited.
And you can hear more from all three of us over there at Hallmarkies podcast. So make sure you check that out. We'd really appreciate it. And thanks so much, everybody. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.